Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow.
Palm, I'll never forget that night you texted me. This shark broke my heart. And I just sat there thinking, what kind of shark could do that?
Yeah, because it wasn't just a shark. It was our family story drawn in numbers.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together, we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
When Palm sent that text, I thought it was about business. But when I saw it, I realized this chart wasn't data. It was every sacrifice, every skip meal, every just one more year our parents ever whisper.
That chart shows how families like ours, immigrants, Asian Americans, climb for 20 years, then suddenly everything drops. You could almost feel the heartbreak in the lines. The line goes up 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Then, boom, year 25, it collapses from $600,000 to only $350,000. 2 decades of sweat, gone.
That one chart said everything we have lived. Our parents believe hard work was freedom, but no one told them what happens after you make it. That without assets, income is just a roller coaster.
And our family was on that ride for years. Everything looked fine until it wasn't. Savings shrinking, income slowing, but it's always going out to family, to safety, to keep the dream alive. And deep down, you're scared. Scared that one day you'll run out of gas, that your grip will run out.
So true. That fear is living in so many immigrant homes. It's like you can't ever exhale.
Exactly. And that's where the immigrant millionaire investors movement was born.
Do everything right. Work hard, save, buy the house, and still feel one bad month away from losing it all. That's the emotional cliff. That's the part nobody warns you about.
Even now, with a $400 million multifamily real estate portfolio, those memories still linger. They leave scars that success can't erase. Because no matter how far we've come, we can still remember how it felt to lose everything, to watch the security our parents worked their whole lives were slip away seemingly overnight. That kind of pain doesn't disappear.
So Palm, before that shard, before the portfolio, it started with two suitcases.
Yeah, mom and dad landing here with nothing familiar. New country, new language, no guarantees. They slept on borrowed couches, ate on borrowed money, but never gave up.
People don't see the invisible costs, the skipped meals, the delayed gratifications, the quiet faith.
Exactly, success built on scarcity. For them, winning wasn't luxury. Was not losing again. Those nights at the yellow kitchen table, they're burnt into my heart. That's where grit was born. Mom sewing until her hand blistered, dad cutting fabric until sunrise, saving every dollar like it was sacred. They built life from nothing. A patchwork of faith, fear, and grit.
So why does the climb fall apart at year 21?
Because grit is rocky fuel. It gets you off the ground, but it burns out fast. Our parents built everything on grit, not systems. They didn't fail. They just fan out of fuel.
Our parents' greatest strength became their heartbreak. They did everything right. Followed the rules, worked hard, built something real. But then the world shifted and suddenly the rules changed. It's like running a bakery you pour your heart into. Perfect recipes, royal customers, early mornings that smell like butter. Butter and sugar. And then out of nowhere, new tariffs hit. Your ingredient costs skyrocket overnight. You can't raise prices without losing the people you spent years serving. So you're stuck in this impossible space, doing everything right, yet still falling behind.
Immigrant wealth is different. We didn't inherit portfolios. We inherited pressure. We're 7% of the U.S. population, but 14% of small business owners. We built with our hands, but not with systems.
That's why real estate changed everything for us. It was the first time our money had a career.
Yes, finally, our money works while we sleep. Real estate gave us something we never had before. Leverage, stability, and peace of mind. It's not just about building wealth. It's about creating a legacy. What I love most is that you're investing in something real, something the government can't just print more of. Your money actually grows with inflation. You partner with the lenders, your tenants help pay down your mortgages, and over time, your hard work turns into hard assets.
I think about that brunch with mom. The bill came $157 and she paused.
Yeah, she still does that sometimes. I still remember seeing her bank account years ago, over $1 million. And I thought, we made it. But it was gone within a few years. Not from excessive spending, but from fear. That look on her face, that was the shard. Not because she's cheap, because it hurts to realize that the freedom she once held is gone. This proud woman who once treated everyone now finds that her financial situation makes that a luxury she can no longer afford. And deep down, in her new reality, I know it saddens her.
If that million had been invested wisely, it could have been $50 or $60 million by now. That's the cost of not knowing. It was never about greed. It was about fear. Fear of trusting the wrong person. Fear of repeating the past. That's why education matters. That's why we started the movement. That's why we started the Immigrant Millionaire Investors Movement. Our parents gave us grit, the most powerful fuel in the world. But grit was meant to be the beginning.
Now is our turn to turn sweat into systems, hustle into harmony, survival into legacy.
This is for immigrant business owner tired of starting over. For every parent who gave everything. For every next gen ready to write the story.
Because real wealth isn't just money. It's peace. It's dignity. It's both financial and time freedom.
They were the fire.
Now we're the bridge.
Welcome to the Immigrant Millionaire Investors Movement. Because the next generations of immigrant millionaires
won't just dream about freedom. They'll own it.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.